Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel. With Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, and we're glad you're with us for this Friday edition. The phone lines are open, and we'll welcome your calls right now at 844-322-2742. For Bible questions or personal issues or circumstances, whatever the situation, we'd love to hear from you, even if you'd like to call and give us a Christmas greeting to everybody. So give us a call at 844-322-2742 in the U.S. and Canada. 844-322-2742. Call now, friends, because it's Basic Gospel. And here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. As we've talked about so often, this is a program where your life intersects with the good news of Jesus Christ, where we talk about how the death, the burial, and resurrection of Jesus, an event that took place 2,000 years ago, is actually the most relevant message in your life right now, today, right here. So whatever you're going through, the gospel is the answer. The gospel has application to you in your particular situation, and we want to talk about it. We want to talk about you. We want to talk about the Lord, and we want to talk about how the gospel brings you two together in such a powerful and life-changing way. So call us right now. Again, the number 844-322-2742. Bob, there is just a passage in the book of 1 Peter that absolutely stuns me every time I read it. I mean, it is astonishing what Peter is saying to us in these words, and it comes from the first chapter of his first letter, starting in verse 10, and I want to read it, and it says this, concerning this salvation. So he's already laid out what this salvation is. Up in verse 3, he said, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to his great mercy." So everything about this salvation of God flows from his mercy. He is choosing to have mercy on us in Christ Jesus. And the cross of Jesus really becomes that fount of mercy. So God's justice is absorbed and handled there at the cross, and it turns into this beautiful fountain of mercy that flows out to each and every one of us. So it is because of this great mercy, according to his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you, who by God's power are being guarded through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. So here's this salvation that Peter has laid out for us, the fact that we've been born again into a living hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ, the fact that we have an eternal inheritance, and that there's a salvation of the body that is coming, is forthcoming at the appearing of Jesus Christ. So when he says concerning this salvation, that's what he's talking about. Yeah. And then he says the prophets who prophesied about the grace that was to be yours searched and inquired carefully, inquiring what person or time the Spirit of Christ in them was indicating when he predicted the sufferings of Christ and the subsequent glories. So this grace of God, that's what salvation is all about. We're saved by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. This grace of God was prophesied about by the prophets of old. A lot of times we just think the prophets were talking to us about law, were talking to us about end times, about us being obedient or the nation of Israel being obedient. But the real storyline, the real words of the prophets were concerning the grace of God that was to be ours. And these prophets searched and inquired carefully about the time and the place that this was going to become reality, about the sufferings of Christ and the subsequent glories that he would experience, and the subsequent glories that we would experience by grace through faith in him. Now it was revealed to them that they were not serving, that they were serving not themselves, but you. These prophets of old were serving you.
Yeah.
Can you believe that? I mean, these great men of God. Think about Daniel. Think about Jeremiah. Think about Isaiah. Think about all of these prophets and all that they experienced at the hands of the people of Israel, the hands of foreigners as well. But what they were doing and what they were saying and what they were all about was you, mm-hmm. was telling the story of God's grace that you would experience by faith. When Christ's message, when the word concerning Christ hit your heart, boy, their prophecy was fulfilled. It was fulfilled the day you believed. That's stunning. That is absolutely amazing. So they were not serving themselves, but to you in the things that have now been announced to you through those who preach the good news to you by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven. So they were talking about the grace of God in their prophecies, in their writings, in the stories that they were telling. They wondered about when that grace of God would appear. And they wondered how it was going to take place in the sufferings of Christ and the glories that would come and follow up of that. They wondered all about that, and they continued to inquire, and they continued to search. But they realized it was all about us receiving this good news of Jesus Christ. And then he finishes this little section with this phrase, things into which angels long to look. Mm-hmm. Now, that makes this even more stunning, even more astonishing, puts the word awe all over it.
Yeah.
Because angels will never experience the grace of God like you and me. Angels will never know the depth and the height and the length and the breadth of the love of God. They are servants, ministering spirits to serve those who would inherit salvation. So they are just sitting in the stands, mm-hmm. and they're doing different things, but they are watching God do his work in and through us. And they are utterly astonished, and they are utterly amazed, and they would long to experience what you have in Jesus. This is what salvation is all about. This is the beauty and the majesty and the wonder and the awe of this great gospel of Jesus Christ, something that has been being preached since the very beginning by the prophets, something that became reality when Jesus, who was full of grace and truth, became flesh and dwelt among us, something that impacted our daily lives when we heard the good news of his death, his burial, his resurrection, and our hearts responded in faith. And all the words of the Old Testament, all the words of the prophets, all the words of John the Baptist and Jesus were fulfilled in us.
Yeah.
Be astonished, be amazed, be awed every single day that you are a partaker in the grace of God by faith in Jesus Christ.
Boy, Bob, thanks you for those thoughts. It's really amazing. It truly, truly is. Thank you for sharing. Again, friends, thank you for being with us for this edition of Basic Gospel. We have an open line for you at 844-322-2742. Whatever is on your mind today, we'd love to discuss it with you. 844-322-2742. And friends, of course, your gifts to Basic Gospel are making the difference in people's lives as this message of God's grace penetrates hearts here in North America and literally around the world. The gospel of grace in Jesus Christ is the message that can make an eternal difference in people's lives. And your gifts, of course, have in the past and continue in the future will support this message, and we encourage you to make your gift today and help us get the message out. And when you make your gift, we have a downloadable MP3 audio file of the messages by Bob and Andrew from the United Conference a few weeks ago. Great messages on the grace of God and exciting plans for the future of the United Ministry. So when you make your gift at basicgospel.net, be sure to download your MP3 audio series. It's our way of saying thank you for your gift of support for Basic Gospel. We want to continue to reach into the hearts and lives of people all over. So donate now or anytime at basicgospel.net. Well, once again, that phone number, 844-322-2742, and we would love to hear from you on this edition of Basic Gospel.
Well, thanks, Bob. A little hope for everyone who, that's the handle of somebody watching us on YouTube, has this question. He said, hey, guys, what are your thoughts on predestined or predestination? I understand God knows beginning and end, but does he pick and choose who he gives grace to, or is it a free gift to anyone who believes Jesus? Well, this is one of the most debated topics that have ever been.
Sure.
I mean, church history, when you look back these 2,000 years since the death, the burial, and resurrection of Jesus, you will see arguments and discussions and debates on predestination. And if you've ever been in a conversation with somebody about predestination and you were on the opposite side of the topic, you came away thinking, hey, that didn't go so well. And, man, I'm mad about what he's saying. He's mad about what I'm saying. And there's just no common ground here. And, this is just a mess. And so predestination, the topic of predestination, it's on that list of things you don't talk about at Thanksgiving. There's religion, there's politics, and there's predestination, yeah. And they are not to be uttered from the lips. But when you look at the Word of God, and you look at this topic of predestination, it's also in the word election and chosen and those sort of things, and you put it in context, you see it in a completely different perspective. And it actually becomes, instead of a divisive subject, it becomes a unifying subject.
Yeah.
So Romans 9, 10, and 11, fertile ground for this particular discussion. Every time you enter into a discussion on predestination, verses out of those three chapters are going to somehow appear in that conversation. Why? Because this is where it's talked about. And we also see in Ephesians chapters 1, 2, and 3. And there are certainly other passages. Peter talks about it a little bit using the word foreknowledge. But when he uses the word foreknowledge, he's talking about Christ, that Christ was the Lamb of God sacrificed before the foundation of the world. So in God's foreknowledge, he sent Jesus. That was foreknown, that he was going to send Jesus at the right time, and anyone who comes to Jesus is going to be saved. That's all about the foreknowledge of God. But as far as predestination is concerned, Paul, the Apostle Paul, lifts it out of the realm of the yous and me's, individuals, God choosing this person and not choosing that person. He lifts it out of that realm, and he puts it on a whole different plane. And that plane is about Jew and Gentile. And here's what God's predestined, that God has predestined that both Jew and Gentile would be saved in exactly the same way, by grace, through faith in Jesus, and that in being saved, they would be added to the body of Christ, and they would stand together as one in Jesus. That was predestined.
Yeah.
He's also predestined that anyone who comes to Christ by faith, they're going to be transformed into the image of Christ. That is good news. He predestined that anyone who comes to Christ by faith is going to be adopted, born again into the family of God. Those things have been predestined, but it's lifted up into this realm of people group. So Romans 9, 10, and 11, Paul starts that particular section of his book to, or his letter to the Romans, with this just really heartfelt love for his fellow Jews, saying, if I could, I would give up my salvation so that they could be saved. So right there, you know, he's not talking about individuals. He's talking about the people of Israel, the people who are known as Jews by birth. And then he goes through there and he starts talking about Gentiles and how through the Jews' rejection of Christ, this message went out to the Gentile world. And so everything in the Word of God, when predestination is being talked about, it's always talked about in the context of Jew and Gentile. Right. Ephesians 1, 2, and 3, the Jews were the first to believe, but you also. Who are the you alsos? The Gentiles. And so just as they were sealed by the Holy Spirit, you also were sealed by the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. Those who were near, the gospel was preached to you. Those who were far away, the Gentiles, the gospel was preached to you. You were brought near. You both were added to the body, and you both stand together as one in Jesus Christ. That's what predestination is all about. It is about Jews and Gentiles. It is about God predestining the fact that anyone, whether Jew or Gentile, who comes to Christ through faith will be saved. Good. That's what predestination is all about.
A little hope. I hope that's a lot of hope for you. And thanks for reaching out. That's a great question. Great way to get this one underway here at Basic Gospel. Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis. We have an open line for you at 844-322-2742. Take advantage of it, friends. This is a Friday edition, so you won't get to call again until Monday. So take advantage of it right now. 844-322-2742. In the meantime, Bob, a question from Karen, who left a voicemail for us, and it was transcribed because our system to play it back is offline. But she says, Merry Christmas to both of you. I have another question. Are the Antichrist and Satan the same person, or is it like Satan works through the Antichrist? Thank you very much. I'll be listening to the podcast.
Well, Satan, kind of the spirit of Antichrist, inhabits him. And I think that's what we need to recognize, that, you know, when this phrase Antichrist is used, for example, in John's first letter, he's talking about this spirit of Antichrist, and everybody's looking for this person who is going to be known as the Antichrist. But John says, well, the spirit of Antichrist is already here,
yeah.
And we see it all around the world, don't we? In any corner of the world, we're going to see the spirit of Antichrist at work. Well, what is that spirit of Antichrist? Well, just what it says. It is a spirit that is against Jesus, that is marked by rebellion toward Jesus, a rejection of Jesus. And certainly Satan embodies that spirit. He is moved by the spirit of Antichrist. As we look in the Word of God, we see that that's going to inhabit a single person in the future, not Satan, but somebody different. But I think it's important for us to recognize that the spirit of Antichrist is already here among us.
Yes.
And that spirit of Antichrist is going to exert pressure on the Christian church, on Christians, on individuals who have come to Jesus Christ, is going to exert pressure to try to get us to conform to the patterns of this world. And that's where we have to take our stand and realize that the victory is already ours, that Jesus has already defeated Satan. He has already defeated all of the enemies, and that we certainly just need to trust him and to experience that victory that is ours because of his death, his burial, and resurrection.
Yes, indeed. It is Basic Gospel, everybody. With Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, and we're glad you're with us. You know, Christmas time every year is a time of giving, and the testimonies that Bob has shared from our listeners this week, the evidence of changed lives, underscore the reason that we share God's love and grace in Jesus Christ every day, and while your support of the message has been and continues to be just very vital. I don't know how it is with you, my friends, but for me, the truth, the testimony that someone's life has been changed in a positive and eternal way is one of the great joys of giving and sharing what God is doing through our lives. So in this Christmas time season, we hope you will share in the grace of giving so that others might hear, believe, and live in the saving truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. And as always, you can make your gift at basicgospel.net. That's basicgospel.net. Just click that big prominent donate link right there on the homepage. Well, once again, still some time on the clock. We'd love to hear from you at 844-322-2742. And Bob, from an anonymous writer, Paul speaks about a lot about himself as having a clear conscience. Can you please explain to me where the conscience is? Is it our mind or is it part of our spirit? Is the Holy Spirit speaking within us?
Well, the Holy Spirit speaks within us when he comes to live inside of us, but the Holy Spirit is not our conscience. I mean, we have a conscience before the Holy Spirit comes to take up residence in us, and we see that in Romans chapter 2. And so Paul has a discussion about the Jews and the fact that the law has condemned them and judged them. Well, what about the Gentiles? They were never given the law. And Paul says, well, their consciences will either accuse or justify. And so a human being has a conscience, and we know right from wrong. And, you know, it's not something that we have to wonder about. You know, we see it in little kids as they start to develop and you know, they learn to lie and do these things, and you can see that affects their consciences. There are some people out there in the world that their consciences have simply been seared. They have no regard for human life. They have no regard for anything. They just go out and do what they do without thought about anyone else. But as far as Paul was concerned with his conscience, you know, he knew what his motivations were. He wasn't in the game of telling others of Jesus for his own personal benefit, for his own personal gain. He didn't have selfish motives involved in that. So he could say, hey, I have a clean conscience in regard to that. Now, where is this conscience inside of us? Well, I think that's probably part of the mind, the human mind, that we have, things that science can't explain. They want to just kind of do away with those sort of things altogether, but you just can't. You just can't. There's a brain, but we know that's just that thing inside this head of ours.
Yeah.
But there's a mind that kind of controls it, so to speak. So conscience is a part of the inner core of who we are, and once we're in Christ, and once we have rested in the finished work of Jesus Christ, then we realize that our consciences have been cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ, and we're no longer trying to assuage God so that our guilt can be handled or released. We know that Christ's work has already done that, and so we can approach the throne of grace knowing that our consciences have been cleansed once and for all, and in so doing, we've been liberated to serve the living God.
Yes, we have. Well, Bob, thanks for that answer, and thanks to each of you who wrote or called to pose your question to us here at Basic Gospel. Now, friends, over the weekend, if you have remaining questions about the Christian life or need input for an issue you may be facing, leave a voicemail for us at 844-322-2742, and we'll discuss your question or issue on the Basic Gospel program. Again, that's 844-322-2742. I want to remind you also of Sunday Morning Live with Bob Christopher. It's online only. You can link from our website, basicgospel.net. Just click the Facebook or YouTube link at the top of that homepage at basicgospel.net at 9:30 Sunday mornings, and join Bob for Sunday Morning Live. I know you're going to be blessed, and he'll be happy to have you in the audience as well. Friends, once again, keep in mind that we need your continuing support to ensure that the message remains available to reach receptive ears. So make your gift today at basicgospel.net. As you do, be sure to download your MP3 audio series by Bob and Andrew from the recent United Conference. It's our way of saying thank you for supporting Basic Gospel. Again, please make your gift at basicgospel.net. Well, another week is come and gone, friends, and now for Bob Christopher and everyone here at Basic Gospel, I'm Bob Davis saying thanks for being with us today and wishing you a great weekend in and because of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. We'll see you on Monday. Bye-bye.